Reno Center, June 19, 2022. After meditation and bhajan, study circle begins. Kavi welcomes two new people who are connected via Zoom, and then Sat reads from I Am the Child book, pages 9 and 10.
Welcome, welcome. We're going to continue in our I Am the Child, the story of our lives from childhood. Now we get to the point that the infant begins to feel a big change. The biggest change came about when I began to feel my body and the feelings that came with it. As this happened, people around me could now relate to me as a person. Everybody was excited to see me alert, aware, able to learn and imitate them well. All was going as planned. I was leaving the invisible state that was without boundary and entering the consciousness of this world. Now, it's nice to stop here and see that as we each of us left that serene state of empty mind, as we gathered more alertness, the people around us could relate to us more because they also left that state long ago. This spinning took on a momentum. By this time, I could recognize my parents and sibling and so on. This was when the feeling of mine entered my pure consciousness. Now here I think is worth stopping me and mine, which are the main reason why everything else starts. This was when the feeling of mine entered my pure consciousness, before everything just was. But now it was divided into me, mine, and yours. Mine and yours. And immediately the body identification started to want to grab things through the senses. Now the whole reason for a spiritual journey is to loosen this grip of me and mind, mine and mind. And so now we see how it began to form, and now through the teaching of the guru and the ancient wisdom, we learn how to remedy that, how to see it and recognize it, and then go to the place of stillness and silence. Here the thinker was being developed. Me and mine is getting stronger. The sense of survival and self-preservation that comes with the thinker is felt. It's been all of our experiences that before we thought we are the thinker, we didn't have this sense of survival. We did not know, we didn't have consciousness of danger or memory of events that was painful. And now as soon as the thinker is developed through the ideas, immediately everything else is felt. And the child has not left home. Now I'm going to stop that, and I would like to hear from all of you what has been your experience of leaving home, how did it serve you, and what did you do to remedy this event that is very normal. I mean, the birth will take you away from home, but how do we find back to the source? So if anybody would like to share.
I have to say that I didn't even know before I met you, meaning, well, first I became familiar with your DVDs of your meditation classes. I didn't know that there was a home. I didn't know that I had left. I didn't know anything other than what I experienced. now I can see that sense of survival and self-preservation. I can see it when it rises, even still. And we have so many tools. But just the fact that I can see it, and it's not me, but it's something that I can see, the fact that I now have learned that I have a choice,
yeah,
is the biggest thing I can share about this.
Yeah, for me, I don't know exactly what happened at that age when I left home, but I can really so clearly know what this is for in my 20s, before I found you, when things had gotten to a very desperate place. It was doubt. It was anxiety. It was fear. It was judgment, really, of myself, constant judgment of myself and condemnation. It was racing thoughts. It was always a struggle. It was a push and a pull and a wanting to do this, and just compounded on top of each other.
Did you ever ask what happened to you? I mean, as early age of 20, we're not alone. I mean, I remember at age of 18, I just said, what happened to me? I only lived 18 years. Why am I so miserable?
I'm really thinking, no, I think for me, I just thought this was life and you had to keep pushing and pulling till you could find some way to survive. And that's what's so amazing about this. Instead, I yelled out for help and I got it. And I'm very grateful for that. But but this is amazing to be able to look back and see what happened, because when I look farther back, I can see how all this started much younger than my 20s. All those feelings started earlier, but it had to get to a boiling point.
I was just waiting for it to be over. I never asked why. I never even looked for a solution. The youngest memory I have is waiting to die. Not in a suicidal way, just, I can't wait for this to be over.
I kept thinking that if I could solve the next thing, make the next thing happen in my life, is what would finally break this terror. Like, so I was deep in it. At least she had a way out. I didn't. My way out was I was going to keep twisting myself into it.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It really pained my heart to see that. And there are so many children that they think their discomfort is a way of life. And also the parents encourage, not every parents, but most parents encourage succeeding education, which is very, very important, but it's not the end all. What happens is the child cannot express, listen, I am stressed out and you are putting too much pressure, help me. Teach me how I can cope with this pain, right? None of us were taught that. And none of us knew that as soon as the identification with body comes, all of these packages are part of it, the society, the family, the everything, the duality. And is, for me, in my life, like you said, when it got to the boiling point, I found my guru. And the journey started. It wasn't like he gave me a direction in my hand, but my trust in his love gave me strength to not go backwards, keep on going forwards, keep on doing it, keep on, until it became our lives, right? Right now, all of us are not after result. We just said, this is now my life. Before was a striving for absolutely no profit. Now I am going to put my effort to something that actually releases my pain. Anybody else?
I just wanted to say, I was in survival mode very early on. And then when I came to you, I just knew that that couldn't be life. Like, I didn't know what my alternatives were, but I knew that that couldn't be my life.
But now we know what happened to us.
Yeah.
It's very, very important to know this is what happened. It's not a personal suffering. It's not a personal pain. It's not something that you did. It's just being born. You go under the influence of good and bad. And how to pull that back is important. It's important to know. Here the thinker is being developed. Me and mine is getting stronger. The sense of survival and self-preservation that comes with the thinker is felt, and the child has now left home. The child now sees home as where the parents are, and the memory of the origin is faded amongst all the stimulation of this life that we come to know as a human being. The child is identifying with its body and mind, and as the child grows, this misidentification is all the child knows. That's when I started crying. When I was writing it. He or she accepts all the titles given to him or her as oneself, a son or a daughter, a student or a brother, and so on. We should notice here that the child is each one of us, every one of us. The child that once was in the state of being is rapidly becoming divided into pieces. Now here we might, and we should, question and say, listen, this life requires effort and stress and all of that. What are you talking about? And we all can, in this room and wherever you are, testify to the fact that the more we have wisdom, the less effort is needed and the more peace we have. It's not like we go into the cave or renounce our family. God knows this is not any of us have done. But what has happened is to release this misidentification to different degrees where the divinity can actually shine through us. And doing the do, thinking the think, saying the words. I can surely know that as you have shared with me, all of you have experienced that more and more. So it's not like we become lazy and no good for the society and we just eat and sleep. It's the most effective thing. The child that once was in the state of being is rapidly becoming divided into pieces. The feeling of I am somebody takes the place of I am. This is a good time to stop reading and ponder over the process of birth. Let's all of us look back as far as we can go in our childhood. What was the moment that we experienced I am by remembering a scene or an event or a person? And from that event, that moment that you recognize that you're somebody and you're seeing a scene and you remember, until now, millions of events have taken place, millions of different thoughts and situations. But what is it in each of us that has not moved? Can you grasp it? Was it not a sense of present that did not change? Did not grow, did not multiply, Now we can ask ourselves this question. The body was born, but was I born? Or did I believe it through acceptance? If I was never the body and yet the body was drawn on the canvas of my being, and later the consciousness of the body came upon it, then would I not be prior to the body-mind consciousness? I know that's a little bit, perhaps is not very familiar to hear, but it's such a big point. If I was never the body and yet the body was drawn on the canvas of my being, and later the consciousness of the body came upon, then would I not be the prior to the mind and body consciousness? Did I not accept a false identity of myself only to later find out that it did not feel good or natural and that it was full of effort? Any comment here?
Yes, it did not feel good or natural and it's full of effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me too.
It reminds me of, I can't quote it, but there's a quote that you have where it says, every thought is a lie. And then it also says, and the thinker is a lie. And it makes me think of that and how quickly that lie wrapped us up and became like the glasses we see everything through.
Yeah.
And how that just was a result of a thought. It's on top of the base.
Sajjan, recently I was reviewing the last two sessions that we had about I'm the child, and I've never had such a this feeling that I just feeling that this is not me. I want to go home. And it was really giving me strength and power to.
Yeah. And you know how you go home? Home is never lost. Home was before you even had body identification. You go home by knowing that you are not the idea of yourself. Immediately you're home. It's not something you want to achieve in the future moment. And how many times we all experience that firsthand. That I want to go home. Who wants to go home? The wrong identification? Just drop it, and then we are home. Every moment we feel total stillness, we are home. And that's how accessible it is. Did I not accept a false identification of myself only to later find out that it did not feel good, natural, and it was full of effort? Didn't this division make me feel small and in need of help? Didn't it make me believe in my finite body and mind, leaving me tossed between good and bad? Didn't this idea of two, my body and yours, not start a change of misunderstanding, fear, and trouble? As adult, we have stopped to question why life in most cases is not comfortable, no matter how much effort we put forth. Do we not see that what we take ourselves to be is not what we are? And should we not rejoice in this good news? Shouldn't our goal in life be going back home with full awareness of this wisdom? We take ourselves to be this personality, which is no more than an idea. The more ideas we accept, the stronger this personality or ego becomes. Here it is important to notice that our reality is neither the personality nor its shell, which is the body. We can also gradually end the dreaming for ourselves and see the reality of our child as it is and emphasize on her or his reality more than the mere body. How many times do you think the world look at their children as divine being rather than just the body? We are all guilty of that. This way, we as well as our child can live in this world with full awareness of the origin. This is what these writings are pointing us to, going back home while embodied and raising a child while being full aware that the child is not just this body, personality, thinker, or ego. Let's open it for whoever wants to talk about this part or any aha moment.
For me, this whole thing was aha. I can't pinpoint anything.
Even though you're translating it.
I worked on this book for God knows how long, and every time you read it to me, it's just mind-blowing.
She's translating it in Farsi.
I can't think of any better way of describing what happened and relate to it and how attractive home is and necessary to go back.
Anybody on the Zoom would like to participate, please do come in. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I felt with every title, with every additional role that I took, there were more and more expectations, worldly expectations that was placed on me or I placed on myself. And how much it divided me further and further and separated me from myself, from the real me. And I am gradually looking back at all those titles and roles and identify how much of those expectations are even correct, how much of them are meaningful, and even how many of those titles I can get rid of. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. I like to add just a couple of sentences, and that is, when we recognize that we accepted a lot of ideas and concepts, the best way to get rid of them is not by what one by one and saying, okay, I don't have to be in this role, but to spend our leisure time going into silence. And also the other thing that really weakens is not that we give up our titles, we are not attached to it anymore. We go through life in a freer movement. So one of the best way that has helped me all through my life is to not believe it and yet live a life as you did before. But not believing it and not going with it emotionally, what happens is you still are a mother or a wife, but something happens. I can't explain what it is, but I assure you does. Something happens that there is not this struggle or, like you said, expectation, because you don't find yourself to be the doer. So the expectation, there is no question of it anymore. And you just move freely. And not only you move freely, but you also shed light around yourself. We need to invest some time dwelling on the words of wise, and also to find that silence and release ourselves in it, and everything else will fall in the right place. Otherwise, if we analyze the day-to-day life, there is no end to the discussion in the mind of different roles. So our thing is not to move anything around or any type of personality that is in us. We don't find fault with ourselves. We just don't believe the roots of it anymore, or to a certain degree, less and less. And this way, we are cutting the roots of ignorance rather than plugging with leaves. Something takes place. Something happens by association with God within your own heart that moves things around, makes it better. And I call it grace, but it's your association with that source that brings this fruition. Because if the teaching of the great ones was to say do and don'ts, you have to be less aggressive, you have to watch your anger, you should be this and you should be that, is really good for most people in the world. But for those of us that really want to go back home, it's not effective. Again, I go back to association with the ultimate self or God. That's what does the rest of the movement or our body in our life.
I just wanted to say, when I first came back to Reno and was spending time with you, I immediately felt that not only were you a remedy, but you provided a way out, you provided remedies, you provided that association with the holy. Mm-hmm. And it was so immediate. I remember the first time you asked me to come to class, like, it just, it was so automatic, and it was such a water on fire, like Brother always says. Like, it was an immediate, oh, wow. Like an immediate, I can't wait to see her again. I can't wait to come back on Tuesday. I can't wait to, like, you provided such an out, and you provided such healing and such a remedy right away. First phone call. It was so immediate.
What do we call this?
Grace.
Grace is not personalized, it just is by association.
Sat, what you told just now, that something happens, I was just thinking of that when you're reading the whole thing. I don't know, nothing around me changed, but I'm feeling the love towards what I do daily, being a good mother, or if I were being a good one there, like without any other changes outside, but I'm feeling it like it's not on me.
Yes, yes, Serenia, by association. You're associating with home. And that light, like I was saying to Mandana, that light shifts your life, lives through your life. And then I'm sure it's everybody's experience. You feel like you know less. It's not like the wisdom makes you more intelligent. Actually, you become stupid a little bit in some places, because you feel like you're not the doer, so there is no attachment there to the outcome of the thing. Yeah, I think this is a permanent remedy that it was offered to me, that I'm sharing with everyone.
Something really hit me when you read this part out loud. The child is misidentifying with its body and mind, and as the child grows, this misidentification is all the child knows. He or she accepts all the titles given to him or her as oneself, as a son or a daughter, student or a brother, and so on. And I just realized something. This might sound very dumb, but with our own kids that are on this path with you, every time they ask for a tool, or every time they ask for a meditation, or they ask what you think, it's putting a seed of doubt in this in this misidentification for them. It's a chink in this glass. It's a crack.
Yeah, it is.
And I realized, what if we would, like, how great that is that they have, they doubt it. At the end of the day, they doubt it. And they ask for something else. And I think that's amazing.
Today, something very personal happened to me. I went for a walk with my grandson and my son. And he picked up a stick just to walk with it. And then he picked up another stick in case we see a bear. And then when we went farther, he had picked up another stick. So he had five sticks like this, and he had to slow down. And I looked at him and I said, in life, make sure you don't pick up too many things, because it will slow you down. And will you believe it if I tell you, he opened his arms and dropped everything and started running. And how many times we pick up a stick that it really either is not ours or we are not even using it. We want to carry it.
Oh, that's an amazing example.
Yeah, because he's only 8, so he dropped it. If you tell somebody that is up to here with the worldly ignorance, they say, well, I need this for this, I need this for this, and I need this, and you just want to shake him and say, drop him. You will be walking much better. So that's why the younger you are, the more you believe the right thing. And I'm sure that most of you, when you hear profound things about yourself, that you don't feel your mind anymore. Did you think that that part of you was absent here? Namaste.